So a couple of nights ago, I was at home, just relaxing, watching TV. I think I was watching the news on ITN, which is on ITV digital channel number 3 for most UK people who live in the UK. And funny enough, one of the television ads of the night was, for me, was the Apple parody by a certain Sun newspaper, which is a tabloid newspaper in the UK. And what was funny about that television ad is it was basically having a pop at and a pun at the Apple iPhone and iPod Touch, the whole idea of wireless communications and how you being able to browse and the net and read information. There was even a bit where you don't have to shrink down to a tiny font or squint your eyes to actually read what's on a website. You can actually just read it on a newspaper. And so I guess everybody knows that it's two different mediums. You've got the print media and you've got the digital media. And personally, I think that the digital media is here to stay with us. And I think that the print media is actually declining. And it's the first evidence for me why I found it so amusing that the print media is being affected by everything that's on blogging, digital media. I believe that Rupert Murdoch has prevented Google from actually searching his own website. So that would be the sun.co.uk. This has nothing to do with Sun Microsystems, I should say. But this is just a UK rant. And it's interesting that we've had in London free newspapers, such as they don't cost a penny, you just pick them up at a London Underground or Overground station in London. The London Light, which was a free newspaper in the evening, together with the London paper, which was also free, and they have been withdrawn. In fact, the classic and the traditional Evening Standard, which was once you paid like as much as 50, 60 pence per evening, is now itself free and to any London commuter. So it just goes to show that, you know, print media is on a really big decline. And also for me personally, I'm really glad that it's really affecting Rupert Murdoch. Having worked for the Blighter in way back in 97, I think, sadly, at the time that Princess Diana died, and I didn't feel good working there. Like when I saw what was all the digital imagery that was and photographs that were taken, and really, you know, there was a whole stack based on the royal family, like it, you know what I mean, file cabinets. And anyway, it's one of those jobs where they told you one thing and gave you another. There was no C++ their programming at all. In fact, there was a lot of C code and gigantic masses of shell and I don't know what other, and Tickle, TCL, Tango Charlie Language. I think that was by John Osterhout. Anyway, I'm going to stop this before it becomes like a really bad rant. So I'm just laughing at the parody. And Rupert Murdoch should really go off and die now. And I hope he takes Sky with him. Okay, bye.